Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am so glad to have you on this journey with us today. Thanks for listening. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps, Executive Vice President of Content and Media. And today we're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions. And Sharon, it is tax time. Do you have your taxes done?
We do, believe it or not. And I have to admit that we got a refund this year, which actually I don't recommend to anyone.
Do you already have the refund?
We already have the refund back.
State and federal?
State and federal.
So that big headline that people were worried about, that states were going to slow pay in these refunds, that didn't happen to
you.
Well,
the Epps family didn't have that issue. Now, the frustrating part for us is, like many people, our family has a small business. My husband has a business of his own, and part of the reason we got a refund is our income was down this year.
Oh, that's not good news, is it? Now, do you do it yourself, or do you use a professional?
I do. I used a professional for a few years, and I found that using TurboTax and Crown Envelopes and Quicken, the combination of those three for the different systems we have in our house, I get the same result for a lot less.
So you do it all yourself. Does Joel help out, or does he assign that task to you?
Well, I'm the bookkeeper in our house, as you might guess. So he is very diligent about making sure his receipts and mileage are in the right place. But other than that, it's my job.
Well, as of today, there are still millions of people who have not filed their tax returns. And if you are one that is procrastinating, I highly recommend that you get it done and try to avoid filing an extension. By the way, have you ever had to file an extension?
I have not, believe it or not. We've tried to stay on top of it to make sure that we know what we owe or what we're getting back.
Yeah, to me, extensions are not necessary. It usually is just a sign of procrastination. By the way, every year, Sharon, I will see on the news that at midnight on April the 15th, people are lined up at the post office trying to get those tax returns turned in. How much easier is it just to go online, get it done, and to do it early?
It really is. And you have that put away, and you don't have to worry about things coming up at the last minute. What if you get sick or something else?
Well, we've got a great lineup of callers today, and we look forward to answering your questions. If you have a question you'd like to ask us, you can submit it online. Just go to our website, crown.org, and there you'll see a Ask Chuck button. If you will click that button, then we will receive your question, and each one of you will get a personal reply. And some of you may be contacted about appearing on the program and asking your question on air.
And Chuck, in just a minute, we'll have a call from Chris in California. I think his question will be very interesting to our listeners.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to Chris. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. On the phone with us today is Chris from California. Chris, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you. Good morning.
And you're out there near that very famous bass fishing lake. Are you aware of that?
Yes, Castaic.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, in fact, that's exactly where I'm living right now.
Well, great. Chris, how can we help you today?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank God and thank you for your ministry. I first started listening to it in prison. I just did 7 years, and I just got out, and I'm living with friends in Castaic, who have been gracious enough to open up their home to me. And I'm going to church regularly. And going back to your ministry real quick, I'm grateful for the principles that are found in God's Word. I used to live by principles that were over the world, and I made tremendous mistakes as a result of that. And now, even just with a few pennies and dollars that I have, I'm doing the best that I can through God's Word. Now, my current situation is as follows.
Hey Chris, before you share that, I just want to say God bless you and thank you for that testimony. I don't want to go past that too quickly. Seven years is a long time, and you've obviously been transformed by God's word, and I'm so grateful to hear the peace in your voice, and so grateful that you've allowed us the opportunity and the privilege to help you today. So now let's hear your question.
Well, my question is this. You know, I just got out about a couple months ago, and I've been having difficulty in securing employment. I've been beating the pavement, if you will, and shaking the bushes, looking around. I've been taking a bus around looking for work. I've been going to work source centers, and I just haven't been having difficulty with my background as a barrier when I go in for interviews. The interviews actually go well, except when my background comes up, it's an issue for the employer, and understandably so. They don't see me through the eyes of Christ. They don't see me as a new creation. The only thing that they see is a felony conviction. Now, my situation is that the crime that I was in for, which was carjacking, I committed before I became a Christian. It happened years ago, like in 98. And about a year and a half, 2 years after the fact, I gave my life to the Lord. I had my background hanging over my head. So I shared that with my pastor and my friends, and they recommended that I turn myself in and accept responsibility for my actions. I was hesitant to do it and of course, greatly afraid. I went ahead and did that, and 7 years later, here I am. All I need is another chance, and I'm having difficulty acquiring that chance through, I don't mean this in a negative light, but through worldly employers.
Yeah, well, Chris, you did the right thing, and God is going to honor that. Obviously, you're in good company. Many of the heroes of our faith spent time in prison. Paul, in fact, was responsible for some terrible behavior prior to coming to Christ. And God is the God of redemption, and he can redeem the situation and work it together for good. Now, a couple of things in finding a job. Have you applied to any small privately held companies where you could actually sit down and talk to the owner of that business face to face?
You know, that I haven't. Those kind of businesses are far and few in between. In fact, in the city that I live in is largely industrial. A lot of the employment locations you would find would be like Home Depot, Denny's, Jack in the Box, so on and so forth. Even the industrial center, I would say that a vast majority of them are in the corporate sense, where you got to go in through either a temp agency or rarely do you get an opportunity to sit down with the owner and explain to them your situation. They hardly ever do that.
Well, I think that's going to be a very difficult barrier to overcome if you go in through the HR department or actually through these larger, more visible retailers. I would recommend that you pray about finding a small privately held company where you can sit down and tell the business owner right up front your story. Be very direct about it. You don't have even, I wouldn't even recommend that you wait until the end of the conversation, but just put it on the table, what you just told me, that you've been, that you made a mistake, that you've been redeemed by the Lord, and that you have paid the price for that mistake, and now you want to go and do honest, hard work, and that you're willing to do whatever it takes to prove yourself. And see if you can't network into those kind of opportunities, because there are probably people listening today that would say, wow, if I knew this guy, I would hire him. I can hear it in his voice. But you're just not getting those opportunities to be in front of the right people.
And well, in fact, Chuck, I'd really recommend that our listeners, if there's someone that would consider talking to Chris, contact us at Ask Chuck, and we'll see if we can get you hooked up.
Yeah, that may be there may be a listener today in the body of Christ in California. In fact, we've talked to business owners throughout California who love the Lord and probably would be more than willing to give you a chance. And then consider this, Chris, and I know this sounds kind of hard, but you may need to volunteer for a couple of weeks or a month with some employer to say, I know this is a little bit unusual, but I'm willing to prove myself. If you will just allow me a week or two on the job, you'll see that I have honesty and integrity and good work skills, and I think that God will open that door for you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chuck. And I made notes of what you just told me.
Well, let me give you a couple of other thoughts. If that doesn't work, I want you to consider entrepreneurship, starting some small business, doing something that you know how to do, whether it's maintenance, valet parking, something that you can do that will allow you to get started and allow you to prove yourself. And then I want to recommend a book, Lessons from San Quentin. That book was actually written by a friend of ours named Bill Dallas. And he went through a similar experience as you, and God has not only redeemed that experience, but he's restored him financially. He's a small business owner today. In fact, he may be somebody you need to meet.
Okay. And what was his name again?
His name, the book is called Lessons from San Quentin, and the author
right.
is Bill Dallas. He's a fellow he's a fellow Californian.
Okay, great.
All right, Chris, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Chuck.
Just wonderful to hear Chris's story and the fact that the Lord does redeem. And so no matter what your issue is, God can take it and redeem it. I'm so thankful for Chris and his example.
And Sharon, I thought that was a great idea to put the word out to the body of Christ. Who knows? Maybe we're going to be the networking solution that God uses for Chris.
That would be such a joy if God would choose to use us that way. We have another caller on the line. It's Dave from Auburn, Indiana. Dave, welcome to Money Life.
Hello, how are you today?
Dave, we're doing great. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you.
What's your question?
Well, you hear a lot, or you see on television, you see a lot of these, you know, companies that are claiming that they can reduce the amount of credit card debt that you have by more than half. And then you see it online, you see you're just bombarded these days. Well, I have a little over $45,000 in unsecured debt. Not all of it is credit card, mind you, but a good portion of it is.
And Dave, I want to talk to you about those credit card elimination offers that are out there, because many of them are scams. But we got to take a break. Will you hold on?
Sure.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps. Today we're taking your calls. And Sharon, we've got Dave on the line. Dave, we left off at our break that you have $45,000 in unsecured credit card debt right now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Go ahead, Dave. What was your question?
Well, you know, you see a lot of the advertisements about, you know, that being able to eliminate half of your credit card debt. And I logged on to one on the internet the other day and got some more information, and just wanted to, before I went any further with it, I wanted to get a hold of you guys to see exactly what your take on it was.
Well, thanks, Dave. Sharon, I'm sure that you've got some insight into that one as well. Why don't you give him some of the background and the research we've done on this topic?
Well, you know what we found, Dave, is that many of these organizations actually end up being scams. They take your fees and the interest that you pay, and they don't actually forward it to the credit card company. They absorb it into their own business. So we would advise that you check very carefully, but that you differentiate between the debt settlement companies and the debt management companies.
And Dave, the big difference there is these debt settlement companies, they're trying to negotiate your obligations away.
Sure.
Now, a debt management plan, they actually work with you to get it structured so that the creditors will give you a better opportunity to pay it back. And
right.
biblically, I strongly recommend and prefer that you stay away from the debt settlement companies.
Okay.
Because we haven't been able to figure out which ones are scams and which ones are not. I'm not trying to paint them all with a negative brush. Some of them
right.
are helpful, But I recommend that you go the route of a debt management plan. And you can get connected with one of those through the Consumer Credit Counseling Service.
Right.
Or you can get in touch with one of our Money Map coaches,
sure,
and they will help you with a very similar process.
Yeah, my wife and I went through the money management course at our church, and basically followed all the, you know, rules and whatnot as far as getting a hold of, because I lost my job last September, and so I started making all the phone calls to our creditors to let them know our situation, see what they could do. Everything that I had done on my own was better than what Consumer Credit Counseling Service could do for us.
We found that to be true with our counselees as well, Dave, that you really actually, if you run to your creditors, if you communicate well with them and lay out a plan and then stick to that plan, they really want to work with you. It works better for them. And let me just from a scriptural perspective encourage you. This is a scripture that's encouraged many of the counselees I've worked with. It's Proverbs 3:27-28. It's just a great principle to remember. Don't withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Don't say to your neighbor, come back later, I'll give it tomorrow, when you now have it with you. And the principle there is that you can only manage what God has entrusted to you. So you have to take what he has entrusted to you and then give it to those that deserve it, those that you have committed to and that you have made a vow or a promise to repay. And I hope that's an encouragement to you to give you some guidelines as you work through this.
Well, I really appreciate your help on this.
Well, Dave, we want to pray for you to get reemployed. I'm assuming you haven't been able to get reemployed since September. Is that correct?
No, actually, praise the Lord. I just started a job that I left last year about 2 weeks ago. So that's I'm back to work now.
Wow.
We want to celebrate with you. That is fantastic.
That's right.
Oh, that is great news.
We're very grateful, yes. Now it's just a matter of getting caught back up after 6 months off.
Well, your creditors will understand that. Put bankruptcy out of your mind. Do the right thing.
Yeah.
And plow through this, Dave, and let us help you and encourage you along the way. We'd love to hear the rest of this story once you get this debt paid off.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless your ministry. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks for calling, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Chuck, that was a wonderful call. And you know what? We identify so many of these callers that write us an email on askchuck@crown.org. And we had one of those recently that I thought we just might share and dialogue about.
Yeah, let's go there, Sharon, because this is a great question.
This is from Florida, and the writer says, my husband and I were in the mission field until our first child was born a year ago. Since then, we've been a one-income family. My daughter has medical issues, and I must care for her, and so I'm unable to work. We've been living with relatives, and it's time for us to move out and create a stable home for our daughter. The county government here has a program for first-time, low-income home buyers. They provide a down payment and closing costs. Is this a good time to buy a house now? And how can we make sure we're financially ready to take on such a responsibility?
Well, I don't have all the information to give a great answer to this because I don't know how much income they have. But there's a hint in the question that they're a low-income family. So I want to give some general principles here. First of all, you're buying in Florida, and the market is very soft right now. So if you think you're going to have to relocate anytime soon, it's not a good time to buy a house because you could very potentially buy a home, and even though you get a good price and you can actually afford it, you would lose your flexibility to go back to the mission field or to change jobs or to move out of the state. So that's the first consideration. Secondly, you need to be sure that you can afford this house. And the best rule of thumb is that the purchase price should never be more than 200% of your annual gross income. Now, to look at it another way, you need to determine the total expenses. So how much would your monthly mortgage be, plus your insurance, plus your taxes, and a certain amount of maintenance that the home will require. And that number should never exceed 36% of your total net spendable income. And net spendable income is what you have left after you've paid your taxes and you've tithed 10%. So those are two rules of thumb. And the other one, especially today, is I would highly recommend that you have at least 3 to 6 months of emergency savings set aside before you ever make that purchase.
And particularly because your daughter has the medical expenses, we want to be sure that you've got a contingency fund in case she needs extra medical care.
Well, we've got more questions when we come back. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can go to crown.org and click on Ask Chuck. And this is Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Handling money God's way can be filled with challenges, and many questions can come up along the way. Wouldn't you like to have someone you can turn to when you're not sure what to do next? Well, you do. A Money Map coach from Crown Financial Ministries. Money Map coaches work one-on-one with you to develop a spending plan, get out of debt, and practically apply other biblical principles of stewardship to your everyday finances. Your coach will be with you each step of the way to help you make healthy, long-term improvements in your finances. Money Map coaching is available in person in many areas and everywhere online. Either way, you'll get personal attention that's confidential and free. To find out what's offered in your area or to become a Money Map coach yourself, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. Get connected with a Crown Money Map coach today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me today is Sharon Epps. And Sharon, we've been taking calls and answering questions sent in by email, and I think we've got a few more.
We've got another one from a listener that says that she has a credit card with a $6,000 balance. She's in default on the card, and the company's offered to settle with her for $1,350. And she wants to know if it's okay to accept this offer.
That's a great question, and one I'm sure many of our listeners are struggling with. Obviously, she would not have asked this question if she were not already in default, because the lender is trying to get something out of it before they completely write it off. In this case, without knowing any more of the circumstances, I would give you a qualified yes, it's okay to accept the offer, with the understanding that there are consequences to having debt forgiven and written off. You will actually be liable for the amount that was forgiven. So in this case, it's about $4,700 that you will have to pay taxes on as if it were actual income. And that's going to cost you some more money, even though you're going to get out from under the pressure of paying back this lender. But the qualification is this. I think you should continue to make every effort to pay back this lender, even though they're accepting payment in full for a debt settlement.
Well, you know, this area of debt settlement is one that causes a lot of confusion for our listeners, because I think it's a little bit confusing to know what's right and what the Bible really says about debt and paying my debt, and when is settlement okay and when might it not be?
Sharon, there are two issues in regard to paying back your debt. We know that the scripture says in Psalm 37:21 that the wicked borrow and do not repay. However, the other principle is in the principle of Jubilee, and many people refer to that as the justification for bankruptcy. In fact, it's not that at all. Jubilee is when the lender had the right to cancel all the debt. And so if the lender comes and makes an offer to settle, then I think it's okay to accept that, but you still morally owe that money, and you should feel the obligation to continue to make every effort to pay them back.
I think it's also important to think about our Christian witness and the impact that it has on our example to our children and those in our spheres of influence. In fact, I was speaking with someone just recently that had been forgiven a debt, and yet they were really convicted by the Lord that because of him and the message of his provision, that they wanted to pay it back past the settlement terms to be that witness that God truly is my provider.
Well, it gives the appearance that you're going to be off scot-free if you go through debt settlement, but the reality is you're going to pay the price one way or the other, so make every effort to pay back whatever you owe someone else. Well, it's Good Friday, and Easter is just around the corner, my favorite time of year. Where will you spend Easter, Sharon?
We are looking forward to celebrating Christ's resurrection as well as our new granddaughter, and we'll be in Texas holding her.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I will be in Brazil teaching a family conference, and I would like for all of you to be praying for me this Easter Sunday. You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Happy Easter.